Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
We are live for game previews. NFL Week 6 with Vincent Turner. Mr. Football here on 100 Yards of Football. Today, we preview the Falcons versus the 49ers, where the 49ers opt to stay back on the East Coast for their Week 6 matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. Ladies and gentlemen, again, after a dominant 37-15 Week 5 victory over the Carolina Panthers this past Sunday, they've had success in doing this in the past before, sticking and staying on the East Coast, avoiding the cross-country road trips for back-to-back weeks. Kyle Shanahan and his squad might be a bit shorthanded after what went down in Carolina. The 2-3 Falcons, they've been quite the feisty squad this season, staging a comeback against quarterback Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in Week 5. Vincent Turner gives us his prediction. The Falcons, the 49ers, here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Thank you, Mr. Mark Bass, for bringing me up in a very, very special way. As I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, thank you to my producer this morning, Mr. Logan Landis. The Falcons and the 49ers. I'm going to start with the 49ers. They're playing some good football, man. The last 2 weeks, very impressive wins over the Rams and the Panthers. I didn't think they would go down there to Carolina and really play that well. They cost a gentleman his job. Mark Rule is not there no more. He's not coming through the doors in Carolina. Baker Mayfield, the quarterback who they brought over from Cleveland, got hurt in the game. And now the Panthers are talking about trading White Lightning, Christian McCaffrey. But let's get to the 49ers. Boy, the start of the season, we thought we was going to see Trey Lance at the quarterback position, but he got hurt. They weren't even practicing Jimmy Garoppolo. But you know what? Last week, 18-30, 253 yards. But the thing about the 49ers, you got to give Kyle Shanahan credit. He always found him a running back. Jeff Wilson last week, 120 yards, 17 carries against the Panthers, average 7.1 yards a carry. And, of course, you got the explosive man out of South Carolina, Deebo Samuels, who got paid in all season. And then Mr. Shanahan brought back the reliable Tevin Coleman. Remember when the Falcons drafted him? Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator here in Atlanta. And then the Niners defense last week sacked Panthers quarterback 6 times, and they lead the league in sacks. Nick Bosa is coming. Fred Warner. I'm going to say this about Fred Warner out of BYU. We talk about a lot of great linebackers in this league, but Fred Warner, over the last 4 seasons, I got to give it to the young man out of BYU by way of the 49ers. He's been one of probably the best in the game. And then when you overall look at the 49ers, you look at where they're going right now. They're coming into the Mercedes-Benz Dome with all their friends. The Sopranos, they're Italian stallion. Y'all had counted me out, but I'm still the pretty boy of the NFL. And my name, remember, Jimmy Garoppolo. Now let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm taking a real strong liking to this football team. 2-3 after 5 games. Been in every game this year. But you know what? I like the head coach, Arthur Smith. And one thing I like about Arthur Smith, I know when he first got the job, everybody felt like he was entitlement because his daddy is Fred Smith, CEO of FedEx, that started a company in my hometown, the 901. Now it's a billion-dollar company. But Arthur Smith paid his dues in his coaching ranks. That's why he's coming to you on a dusty road. Good loving. I got a truckload. See, all you people out there that's been blasting him week in and week out, he's got something in his blood. It's called royalty. It's called success. It's called what I want to say as something in the water in Memphis, Tennessee, where he's from. And say, I love you, Coach Smith, because he told y'all, I'm going to have a good, good football team, a team that's going to compete every week. And let me tell you something. They would have been 3-2 in the first place in the NFC South if it hadn't been for that bad call last week. But that's all right. Grady Jarrett balled out last week on the defensive side. 3 tackles, 1 quarterback hit, 1 sack. I'm going to keep it real. That young man out of Conyers, Georgia. I know everybody talking about Aaron Donald last season, but so far this season, Grady Jarrett been the best D lineman in the game. I'm sorry. Then Jalen Hawkins, 11 tackles on the defense. Richie Grant, remember all you pundits, all you haters. Y'all saying Richie Grant was a wasted pick last year. But he's on the field this year. He had 7 tackles in the game against Tampa Bay. Then all your people want to talk about Marcus Mariota. Okay, he only had 147 yards last week against the Buccaneers. But see, I don't care how many yards he threw for. I don't care how many yards he rushed for. The bottom line, he got 2 W's in the win column. The bottom line, the Falcons running game is at another level. Marcus had 61 yards rushing last week. Tyler Algier, 45 yards. Caleb Huntley, 34 yards. Avery Williams, did you see that pretty spin move for that touchdown? Boise State in the house. See, this is a complete football team. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I predicted they'll win 9 games. But they're going to be in every football game. Because you know why? Look at their head coach. See, the Falcons are here to stay. And if you're in an Atlanta area, you need to be down at the Benz on Sunday. Rise up, baby. The Falcons and the 49ers. T.O., Steve Young, Tom Rettman, Roger Craig, Brian Young, Deion Sanders. And then you look into the Falcons. They remind me of that 98 team. They do same color of characters. Arthur Smith, Dan Reeves, Mariota, Chris Chandler, Richie Grant, Eugene Robinson. Look at all those players on that team. Ray Buchanan, Chuck Smith, the man out of Valdosta that led the way. My man, Jesse Tucker, who should be in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. This is a very special football team, the Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be a real pound-to-pound football game on Sunday. The running game, both teams like to run the ball. I'm going to take the Falcons in an upset 20-17. I'm probably going over my head a little bit, but I love that football team, man. The Atlanta Falcons have got grit. They got culture. They got my man from the 901, Arthur Smith. I'm coming to you on a dusty road. What that means, I'm coming to you to the Mercedes-Benz from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, and to all you people. And I'm going to throw a name out there. No, I'm not even going to throw your name out there. You've been killing the Falcons and so negative, and you from South Georgia. You was 1-7 in the Sugar Bowl in 1980 when Georgia won the national championship. See, I'm not going to put your name out there. But you know what? It's like my grandmother from Memphis, Tennessee, Mrs. Adney S. Turner, always say, if you dig in a ditch for one, you better dig a ditch for yourself. The Falcons 20, the 49ers 17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for watching 100 Yards of Football. Rise up, Falcon Nation. It's a new sheriff in town. His name is Arthur Smith. Stack Records, baby. David Porter, Isaac Hayes, Barcaze. Help me, Booker T and the MGs. The great Otis Redding, Pop Staples and the Staples Singers. We here to stay. Falcon Nation, rise up.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.